Hello guys, so this is Tamrudayan on your budding HR professional podcast. So I'm back with a new episode after a long time. So I read a book called Good to Great Companies. So I want to just tell the summary of this Good to Great Companies and also review about this book so that you can read this book and get more knowledge about that. So in this book, it is very valuable one because this is not about perception of an author, it is from a result of a research. So the author of this book is Jim Collins. So we done a research of like getting information from 1400 companies, which is very large, and it was happened for 14 years, and he considered all the aspects and he found the commonalities among all the companies, and he compiled the result into a book so that we could easily and effectively get out how a company can be grown from good to great. Because once you reach the good, we don't take any initiative to make it great. So great is always legendary, okay? So it is like sustainable. So this book gives us knowledge about how we can make forward a good company to a great company from the results. So it is from not from perception, it is like results are right by comparing all other companies and getting five important points that most of the great companies follow to become great from good. So the first thing on that is leadership. So we all know that leadership, but Jim Collins specified that it is a level 5 leadership. So level 5 leadership, so he defines level 5 leadership with certain behaviors. First one is paradox. Paradox is like, it's not for them, they will always think for the company. So that is the paradox behavior. Driven, they should be always driven towards the goal. And building successor, so most of the leaders this generation leaders forgot to build a successor, because once we get out of the company, the successor will be taking the lead. So once they leave the company, there will be a sudden change and sudden chaos where the company again coming back to the normal position or getting down. So as a leader, as a level 5 leader, you should be choosing a good successor. So this is very important. Next point is share a price, take a blame. So something like taking a blame is a leader quality, but level 5 leader always takes blame in terms if anything goes wrong, and you will share the all the benefits once it get going good. So this is an important quality of a leader, and a level 5 leader will be a normal people. It is not like a celebrity or something like, it's not like that. So you'll be like a normal people. For example, take Ratan Tata. He's a very good businessman, but still is very down to earth and his quality is admirable. So come from within. So this level 5 leadership comes within the organization. For example, if you want to make your company to good to great, you cannot get like hire a best leader from outside putting into the company, and automatically your company will not be becoming great. So these things happen within company. So one leaders will be coming inside the organization, so then only you can know what are the things going wrong and what should be corrected. So the level 5 leadership will come from within the company. So these are the behavior of level 5 leadership. So all the companies which is from good to great add this level 5 leadership. If you want to be like, if you want to make your company good to great, so adapt this level 5 leadership quality so that you can see the changes happening inside the organization. So next thing is first who then what. So we always have this ideology, right? So first we want to choose answer for what we want to do, and after that we select people for doing that. But Jim Collins is very opposite in this. So we want to find what, who first, and after that what we're gonna do. So what he's telling in this book is getting right people inside the bus and making them seated on the right places makes the company to grow. So getting right people is more important than almost everything. There comes human resource management, which is a place an important part. Getting a best people inside the organization, it's easier to change direction when you get right people inside the organization. So it is not like constrained because you already said what, so only you should go to that. So in terms, if you have right people, you have a lot of flexibility, so that whenever situation changes, whenever you want to change the direction, the people will be enabling you to change the direction. So your team will be self-motivated, and you need not invest more on motivation and other things to enable greater satisfaction towards the company. It gives the organization potential to become great. So once you get right people on the board, definitely you will make the organization to become great. So what are the key principles in terms of hiring? What Jim Collins suggests is, when in doubt, don't hire. So if you are in doubt, please don't hire. Keep looking for the right people. Don't, like, since you need it very urgent, you should not hire wrong people. So when you know you need to make a change in personnel, act and right away. So put a best people on your biggest opportunity. So this makes the opportunity should be utilized. So that is the main thing in terms of hiring from this book. And next is confront the brutal facts. So confronting brutal fact is very important. It's not only in terms of company, but also in terms of personal things, because we not accept what is going wrong. So only if you accept, you can change that. So if you have level 5 leadership in your company and right people, then everyone can put company performance ahead of their own ego. To make good decision, you need to confront the facts, what is going wrong. So once you confront it, after that, make a discussion, make a healthy debate, and conduct auto-spicy without blame. Use them to learn, build a red flag mechanism. And these are the things mentioned in this book, like confronting the brutal facts. So once you accept the brutal facts, you could make a changes, so that brutal facts could be changed into your strength, which is weakness can be changed into your strength. And fourth is hedgehog concept. So this concept is very simple. You know, first of all, what to know hedgehog. So hedgehog is very simple. It is an organism which have a lot of spikes on its body. So once it rolls up, entire body will be spiked. So always there is a conflict between fox and the hedgehog. So what fox always try to attack the hedgehog, but the what hedgehog do is simply it makes a roll and the entire body becomes spiked. The fox could not attack the hedgehog. So fox is always envy and curious to take others' things. Okay, so but hedgehog is very simple. It protects its own core value. So that is the hedgehog concept. So what the book suggests is, so if you want to become a good to great company, just have a core value and protect the core value and make them utilized. You should be great in that. So protect your core value and automatically you will be a great company. And I could see that how can find that core value, that is also suggested in this book. So first thing is what you are passionate about, what you can be best in the world at, what drives your economic engine. So as a company, if you find answer for these questions, you can find the core value and protect that core value, and don't adapt things from other companies. They are doing the good, so that if we adapt that we can also do good. So don't go with that. Protect your unique value and definitely you can make your company to go to great. So fifth is cultural discipline. So discipline plays an important role if you want to become a great company, because you should have discipline in everything. So in this book, it suggests build a culture of freedom and responsibility, but within a framework. Get the right people on board, build a strong culture, not a dictatorship. Exercise extreme focus in adhering to your hedgehog concept. So hedgehog concept is a core value of this book. Making simple, find your core value, protect that and work towards it, make it best, so automatically your companies become great. So create, stop doing lists. So this point is very important, because nowadays we always try to make a doing list daily, but we forgot to do the stop doing list. So we have certain things going inside the company or an organization which is very disturbing the process. So those things should be stopped. So you should create a stop doing list and make aware that you are taking some steps to stop it. So that is an important point in terms of culture of discipline. So Sixth is comes like technology as accelerator. So nowadays technology plays a major role in every aspect. So in terms of this book, what they suggest is make your core value more powerful with this technology. So edge hog concept should be added value with this technology, and you should be a unique way in technology so that you can outperform other companies and you can be a really a good choice compared to other companies in the competitive market. So sixth is technology accelerator. So here comes the other concept called flywheel. So flywheel, everybody knows flywheel. So what's flywheel is, at first the flywheel seems impossible to turn. The more momentum you get, easier it gets. So at the same point, it takes a life of its own. In fact, it's difficult to stop. So flywheel is something like that. So if you take care of all the six principles, once you keep on practicing the six principles, so the flywheel start to rotate slowly. Initially it will be difficult to rotate the flywheel, but once it gets starts rotated, it keeps on rotating with the momentum created on that with the help of the weight. So this is the flywheel concept. So once you add upon all the six values and you keep on practicing this, so your company will be becoming a flywheel. From good, it automatically breaks through to the great company. So it keeps on rotating and your company will be in a sustainable profession and it will be never coming down. So flywheel will be keep on rotating. So another concept is doom loop. So doom loop is an opposite of flywheel. So once it comes down, it keeps on rotating and make your company down. So don't make that happen. So always try to be a flywheel in terms of also personal growth and also in terms of organization growth. So these are the things Jim Collins made very important in this book, and this book is very very important and valuable book in terms of management, in also in terms of human resource management. So I suggest everybody to read this book so that you would get holistic idea of these concepts, because Jim Collins used a lot of examples and they used all real-time examples, the name of the companies which they compared and what are the difference about what company failed to do it, and all the concepts have been included in the book. So with this, I'm going to conclude this video. So after long time, I had read a book and I really felt happy for this and very knowledgeable book, good to great companies. With this, I'm going to end my podcast. Bye bye. Until then, tamarugan.